Starting Sefer Vayikra, we are entering into the world of Korbonos. That's a world in which we are very, very, very much strangers. It's not something that we've ever experienced. It's not something that we've ever seen. It sounds a little strange to us. You bring a hamer and you shecht it and you burn it. It's a world of which we really know the theory very well because we've learned the parshiyos and the Torah, durchgegangen, Yom Kippur, the Avodah. But what exactly is happening there is very, very difficult for us to grasp. And I think that it's very important that we should have a sense of something that makes it meaningful for us. To what extent can we really mean that in a meaningful kind of way when we really have very, very little idea of what actually happens there? Now, I think the two lines in the Sfas Emes, you know, he's got this koyach of zeroing in to the essence of things. And I think that in the Pshuta Shel Mikra, I think that he proposes the following in the Pshuta Shel Mikra. And I think that if we learn carefully, let's tackle what it says. So how does the Pasha start? Odam ki yakrev mikem korban lashem. Now what does that really mean? That's an Odam. Doesn't say Ish, it says Odam. Odam ki yakrev mikem korban lashem. A person, what does yakrev mean? Yakrev is the hifel of kuf resh beis. Kuf resh beis means close, nearby. So ki yakrev, who wants to bring close, mikem, from among you, difficult to translate, korban lashem, something that is a real closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's really what the words mean. Korban is kuf resh beis. Kuf resh beis again means nearby. Yakrev is the verb to bring something to be nearby of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So then, min habehema, min haboker, min hazon, takrivu es korbanchem. Do it by the agency of boker, tzayin, and so on. Do it with animals. The lashon of the Sfas Emes is Odam ki yakrev mikem haposhot, but the simple pshuta shel mikra over here is litein mipnimiyos koichoi uretzoinoi laHashem yisborach. If we want to become close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, if we really want to be close, that's why I'm doing it. Yakrev, I am bringing something close. What exactly do I want to bring close? What is that which the closeness which is established through what I'm doing is the most precious thing in my life? So that's Odom ki yakrev mikem haposhot liten mipnimios koifei uretzoinoi laHashem yisborach. He wants to give himself pnimios koifei uretzoinoi. That is the base korban, the base closeness which a person might want to bring about. This closeness is his own inner self. That's the Pshuta Shel Mikra, the Sfas Emes says. So what does the Pasuk say? But you can do that. So min habehema, min haboker, min hatzayin, takrivu es korbanchem. You're going to have to use a metaphor. You're going to have to use to bring a behema. But be'etzem, what you want is to bring yourself. The truth is that in this pasuk, I think that Kiilu, this pasuk is a Rashi on David HaMelech. Achas shalti meis Hashem oisa avakesh, shivti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayei. I want to be a beis hamikdash yid. I want to be somebody whose mokom is beveis Hashem. I want, like the Sfas Emes is loshen, I want to bring my pnimius and koichoi uretzoinoi, all that I am, I want to have it by the Ribbono Shel Olam, close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, as close as I can get to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what I want. I want myself to be a beis hamikdash yid. and I think I mentioned before, been meramez a little bit, that I think that that is what Chana had in mind when she said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, give me a son, and then I'm going to give him to you. That's, I think, that's the pshat. I think I mentioned that, that David HaMelech, really what he wanted when he was Achas Shalti Meis Hashem Ois Havakesh Shifti Beves Hashem Kol Yimei Chayoi, he was saying, I want to emulate the Rebbe. Shmuel was David HaMelech's Rebbe. He was the link in the Messiah which passed on to David HaMelech. So the, what David HaMelech said, he lived his life as Chana had made her neder. He had lived his life by the Ribbono Shel Olam, close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, in the sphere of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what I want to be also. That is essentially what a korban is. The korban is the expression of my rotzon to be by the Ribbono Shel Olam. By is a funny word, it's an English word, what exactly does by mean? But alright, so let's really use the kuf resh beis, korban, I want to be korov to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It means that my entire life should be the kind of life, I want to talk the language of the Beis HaMikdash, I want to develop the attitudes of the Beis HaMikdash. What are those attitudes? That's like something that we have to think about a little bit. But let's first touch the posuk again. That what the posuk is saying is, if you want to be makriv yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you only have one way. What's the way that you have? The way that you have is by using an animal as a metaphor. Now we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Like, is that really very useful? I take an animal and I do all these things, and then I have to say, "Oh yeah, one second. This should really be like your Ramban says. This should be happening to me. This should be happening to me." Does that really fulfill my craving to be myself close to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Well, we've never seen it done, and we don't know what the feelings were of the people when they brought the korbanos. But it's certainly something which is strange to me, or to us, I think, in general. Everybody, I think, would find it kind of strange. But the beauty of Sefer Vayikra, and that's really something we're going to learn it in a moment in the Medrash Tanhuma, but let's first point it out to ourselves. You know, Vayikra ends in Parshas Bechukosai with the Teichochem. זכרתי להם בריס ראשונים אשר הוצאתי עשו מארץ מצרים לעיני הגויים ליוז להם לאלוקים אני השם אלה החוקים והמשפוטים והתורס אשר נוסן השם בינו ובין בני ישראל בהר סיני ביד משה. And that seems to be the end of Sefer Vayikra. You know, the Ramban at the beginning of Peha says that the Teichochem Bechukosai is the Krisus Bris on the Luchos Shnias. There wasn't any time to do it till now, because first they had to learn the name of the Korbanos, they were building the Mishkan. So all this came in between, but when finally sort of Sefer Vayikra comes to its end, now there's time for the Krisus Bris on the Luchos Shnias. So then suddenly, Vaydava Hashem el Moshe Leimer, the Chorah Sefer Vayikra is finished, Vaydava Hashem el Moshe Leimer, Dabel B'nei Yisrael V'omato Aleim, Ish Ki Yafli Neder Be'etecho Nefoshes L'Hashem. There's such a thing as making a neder which deals with the value of your nefesh to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have to understand that what's happening over here, the Chorah, now I haven't seen this anywhere in any Sefer, except we'll see a remez to it in the Medrash and the Tanchuma, but that what the Pasuk is saying over here is like this. This is really unbelievable. The first Pasuk in Vayikra says, Odom ki yakrif mikem korban l'Hashem min ha-behema. The only way that you can bring yourself close to the Ribbono Shel Olam is by bringing a behema. Finished the whole of Sefer Vayikra, Teuras Koyanim, we've absorbed the sanctity which lies in all the halachas of Sefer Vayikra, and it's l'chayra finished already. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam comes along and says, you know what? You can get closer than through a behema. That's what I said at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Odom ki yakrev mikem korban l'Hashem. You want to bring yourself close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Min ha-behema, that's all you can do. All you can do is deal with metaphors. Now the Ribbono Shel Olam says, no, there's another thing you can do. You can make a neder be'erkecho nefoshos. Taka using your nefesh. Think that nefesh in this context, you know, the Torah uses nefesh for behemoths too. Nefesh is life. Nefesh is your humanity, that you are alive. Forget about all the gifts that Hashem gave you, your intelligence, your beauty, your whatever it is, they're all not nageya. Just your living metzias. Remember that the only thing that by Erchen, the only thing that counts is gender and age, and that's just the basic person. That's the Odom of the beginning of Vayikra. So now the Rabbi Nishan says that when you have internalized Sefer Vayikra, a new possibility opens up for you. A new possibility opens up for you, and what is that? That you can taka, not go derech the behema anymore. Now you can go yourself. I mentioned before in a shir that the Chazon Ish taught that what is Ekecha? Ekecha is the metzias, the kovod and the metzias of the person. Just being a person, your personhood, your makriv to the Ribbono Shel Olam. No, so you makriv it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You can't burn yourself. You can't go and live in the Beis Hamikdash most of the time. That's certainly not what David HaMelech was saying. Shifti Reis Hashem. It didn't mean be Metzias. He had to be a king. He had to go out and make war, and he had to do all the things that a Melech has to do. But he wants to say, that's my address. I want to be a Beis Hamikdash yet. In other words, what at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra is expressed through the animals, the Rebbein Shalom, after Sefer Vayikra is over, the Rebbein Shalom comes along and says, I'll give you an etzah. There's something closer than that. That's the Erchen. I want to read to you what the Medrash Tanchuma says on the Erchen. It's Taka Moira de Gezach, and this is what he says. He says, come out what I'm saying, I'm not sure. Here it was Tedaloch, Triloso Shel Sefer. Dabe el bnei Yisroel v'amata aleim odam ki yakrev mikem korban l'Hashem. V'soifa shel sefer, dabe el bnei Yisroel v'amata aleim ish ki yafle. Now, the Tanchum is using it legabe that it's from Jews, not from Goyim, but is pointing out that the Erchen at the end of the sefer is like going back to the beginning, but at a different level. I think that maybe what he meant, what I said, that the end of Sefer Vayikra is that this Odom, this Erkecho Nefoshas, this Odom, who at the beginning of Vayikra only had the etzah of substituting the animal, here is getting closer to bringing himself. And that's like what the Medrash says. Omer Lein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, אם אתם מביאים לפוני ערכים שלכם, מעלה אני עליכם כאילו נפשי שיכם הקרבתם לפוני. Not some stupid cow, right? But you yourself, נפשכם הקרבתם לפוני. לכך נאמר איש כי יפלי נדע עומר הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, בזכוסו ארוכן אני מצל לכם מגהנם. Why should I send you to Gehenom? You are a Beis HaMikdash Yid. You're a Yid who lives in my mechitzas. You're the Yid who has some kind of measure of identity with me. We'll talk about that in a moment. So, ani matzel eschem Gehenom. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, hein ma'arichen lefona es nafshay sechem, ani matzel eschem ma'arichas Gehenom. Moirdek, the Sefer Vayikra. So Sefer Vayikra is the development of a lesser person to a greater person. The lesser person who can express his inchoate yearnings to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam only through the moshel of the behema. And by the end, he says, you are much of yourself. You bypassed the metaphor and dealt with the actuality. You didn't go and change your address. You still get your mail at home where you live. But where are you? Where are you? You are in the Ribbono Shel Olam's embrace. That's a Moira de Gezach, this Sefer Vayikra. Now, in order to understand the background over here, we need to be in a little more. And the best place, I think, to do that is in the Gur Aryeh, by the snare. See, he says a very important yesod, and we have to deal with that yesod. So Rashi brings over there that the Ribbono Shel Olam appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu in the snare, because v'lo ilan acha mishum imare onoichi batzara. So the Maral in the Gur Aryeh, he is coming to be moitzi from a mistake that people make. Imare onoichi batzara. Ein hapirosh klal shehu batzara. That God says, oi, it's so uncomfortable here in this thorn bush. I really am betzora, just like you're suffering, I'm suffering. Chas v'sholem loy mekach. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't suffer. So what does it mean, imo anoichi betzora? The Maral is going to move the stress from the betzora to the imo. Listen to what he says. Ach pirushoy shehu yizborach osu bezikim b'Yisrael. It's unbelievable, the Loshen. The Hartman brings in his apparatus down there, and the Echo Rabosi Psychosa Islamedalet Lomdu Mi Posuk Ze Shakadosh Baruch Hu Nimtza Yachad Am Yisroel BeGolusam. There's a togetherness. Imay Onafi, I'm together with you. What does that mean? The HaKadosh Baruch is also bezikim b'Yisrael. He's shackled to the Yidden. V'hu imohem tomet lekach kasher Yisrael betzora ein malchusoy b'shleimus. That's what it means. I'm imay, not betzora. But when you're betzora, I'm with you also. And how does my being with you express itself? That my malchus is not b'shleimus. And now Maral adds something extremely important, and that's going to give us the path that we have to consider a little bit when we're talking about Kabbonis. Ochein roi lechol lodas ki kol inyan zeh mitzata oilam hazeh. When we talk about that the tzoros of Klal Yisrael, because of the shackledness of the Ribbono Shel Olam to our fate, the identity of fate, that therefore his malchus is not b'shlemus, that is only in a relative sense. Ochein roi lecho lodas ki kol inyan zeh mitzad ha'olam hazeh ki Yisroel hem be'olam hazeh. We are here, and that's where the Ribbono Shel Olam is with us. V'kasher Yisroel betzora oz ein malchuso b'shleimus be'olam hazeh. Aber etzem kvoida baruch kvoid Hashem im kamay v'kasher onu bolchanem malchuso be'olam hazeh. See, I think that this is the Maral which I think is really the basis of our trying to understand Korbanos a little bit, in the degree to which these Korbanos are nageir to us, that Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam, should send Ulu Shleimer, and we're back where we want to be, and there should be a Beis HaMikdash, and we'll be Oisek in the Avoid of Korbanos. What will we be doing? So what we will be doing is that we're dealing with the Ribbono Shel Olam who is not b'shleimus. As long as we are not perfect, in our imperfection lies the lack of shleimus in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Zog der Maral, that is not in an absolute sense. There's the Ribbono Shel Olam in an absolute sense, and there nothing can touch him. Nothing that we do or that we don't do, nothing affects the Ribbono Shel Olam. But Olam Hazeh is kviyochel something which is outside the perfection of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Here he's down with us. So the realities of Olam Hazeh pagaya kiviyochol in him in a relative sense, and therefore in Olam Hazeh it is possible to say that under certain circumstances he lacks shleimus. Now let's draw conclusions from that. What is a conclusion from some saying that somebody lacks shleimus, that he's missing something? What does that mean, that a person is missing something? So if he's missing something, then by definition there is something that could be memale that chesaron. In other words, he's missing something. Somebody, God forbid, loses an arm, so you have made this prosthesis, and memale that can serve as the replacement of that. In other words, when somebody is lacking something, we try to be mashlim that. And I think that in that yesod, which the Maral says, lies the yesod of korbanos. Not the yesod of korbanos. I have no idea what the yesod of korbanos is, but at least an aspect of korbanos which Chazal seem to present to us, we can understand within the context of this relativism, that there is the Ribbono Shel Olam as he really is, and therefore not within the Olam Hazeh, which is an Olam of limitations, and then relative to us he allows himself to be experienced as somebody whose malchus is not Sholem, and that therefore he appears in a snare. Why should the Melech appear in a snare? The answer is because there's something missing in the perfection which is the true definition ki'ilu of the Ribbono Shel Olam. See, everybody knows, you know, there's the Ramban in Vayikra, there's the Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim, who say various svaras for korbanos. And chas v'shalom to ding zechon the Ramban and the Rambam. That's not somebody who anybody wants to ding zechon. But I think that there is also this other dimension. We find that the Mizbeach is the place where you bring korbanos. So in the Moshe in Yecheskel in Perek Mem Aleph, you have HaMizbeach Etz. The Pasuk describes over the various utensils in the Beis HaMikdash. Vayidaber Elai Ze HaShulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem. And the Pshuta Shel Mikra over there is, Farshim says some other Pshutim also, but the Pshuta Shel Mikra is that the Mizbeach is called the Shulchan of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, what does it mean that the Mizbeach is the Shulchan of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Well, really, it doesn't say more than the Pasuk says in Chumash, as Korboni Lachmi Le'ishai. The Ribbono Shel Olam describes Korbanos as his Lechem. Now, where do you eat lechem? On a shulchan. Does the Ribbono Shel Olam, quote, eat, unquote, our korbanos? Of course not. That's ridiculous. Right? But there's something that's happening, that to which eating is a moshul. And guess when a person sits down at a table and eats, he's demonstrating his mastery over the food. I want this, and therefore I take it, and the food can't object. So the korbanos are made to this aspect of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he's master of the whole world. Now, but there's a pnei over here which I want to be madgish very, very much. See, the conventional idea of korbanos, that we don't give or we cannot give anything to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I mean, that's expressed in the pasuk in Micha. Bamo akadem Hashem ikaf lelotei morom. What can I give to the Ribbono Shel Olam? What can I do? What can I show? How can I show the Ribbono Shel Olam how I feel towards him? Ha akadmeno beoilos beagolim beneshono. Is that going to make the Ribbono Shel Olam happy with oilos agolim beneshono? Ha yirtze Hashem bealfe elim berivivos nachal Hashemen. Is that what he wants? Is that what he needs? Alfe elim. And river was nachal Hashemen. Ha'eten b'choyri pishi. Shall I give my b'choyer to the Ribbono Shel Olam? to be mechaper on my pesha, pri vitni chatas nafshi. Higid locho oda mato v'ma Hashem doyrish b'mcho. He doesn't need your kabbanos. Kim asois mishpat va'avas chesed v'atznei aleches emelokecha. That's what he wants. And that's very interesting. V'atznei aleches emelokecha. He wants you to be with him exactly what we saw in the Sfas Emes. Odam ki yakrev mikem. That's what the Rabbi Nisholam wants. Not your animals. So that is the Rabbi Nisholam is not interested in the Korbanos. That's what Micha is saying. But let's read the first beginning of the Nevuah of Malachi, right? The last of the Nevi'im, the last message that he gives to us before there's a closure on Nevi'im. I read it to you, the Psukim. Ben Yechabed Ov, Ve'eved Adonov, Vim Ov Oni, Aye Kvoidi, Vim Adonim Oni, Aye Moiroi, Oma Hashem Tzvokas, Lochem HaKoyanim, Boizei Shemi. You are trampling on me. You're being mevazeh me, you kohanim. V'amatem b'me bozine shemecha. The kohanim answer, Chas v'shalom, how are we being mevazeh you? We're doing the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. In what way is that a bezoyim for you? God forbid. I agree that ben yechaved or ve'eved adonav. But what did you say? Im avani aye kvoide, im adonim ani aye moiroi. What do you mean? We're bringing the kabbonis. So Rabbi Nisho says, yeah, but look at the kabbonis you're bringing. Magishim al mizbechi lechem megoyel, rotten food. Va'amatem ba'meg al ducho. I'll tell you how. Va'amachem shulchan Hashem, again the shulchan of Yechezkel. Shulchan Hashem nivzehu. You have no respect for my shulchan. V'chi sagishon iver lizboyach ein ro. You think there's nothing wrong with bringing a blind korban? V'chi sagishu piseach or a limping korban, v'chole or a sick korban, ein ro. You try giving it to the guy whom you need to do something for. Hakriveyu no lefechosecho. If you're one of those guys, what are they called? The lobbyists in the White House, yeah? Hakriveyu no lefechosecho. Bring him to your president, these lousy animals. Do you think you're going to get very far by bringing him a blind and lame and lame ox? You're going to make him happy. You want to persuade him of something. You got to change. And then it's so harsh. Mi gam bochem v'yiskad losaim. I wish you would close up your Beis HaMikdash. Close the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. V'loi so iru mizbuchi chinam. Ein li chifetz bochem oma Hashem tzvokas. U'min chosom lo etzem miyetchem. This Pasha is such a impossible to understand Pasha. What's he saying? This is the Yesod. Tomorrow we talk about mumim by a korban, and the korban is an imperfect korban. So it's a mumim. So the pasuk says, "Hakriveyo no lepechasecha." Go bring it to your governor. Bring it to somebody whom you want to persuade. Do you think he's going to be happy with that kind of stuff? What does that mean? What are you comparing the Rabbi Nisham to a governor? To a governor, you can't bring in because he wants perfection. He likes nice animals. The Rabbi Nisham likes nice animals. What's it nagir to the Rabbi Nisham whether it's blind and if it's got 100 the eyesight, so now the Rabbi Nisham is happy? Or if it's not limping, it is limping. What are you comparing the Rabbi Nisham to a perkos for? Hakshiveyo no lefechos. Like this whole musa over here, which Malachi is giving, is putting the Indian of Korbanos into a, like, what's going on? It's mamash talking ki'ilu. When we bring a korban, it's like bringing it to a human being. And the musa which Malach is saying is, and you have to understand that a human being can very easily be insulted if the level of the gift that you're giving him is not appropriate. And hakriveyo no lefechosecha. Now that seems to be a very big stira to Micha. What does Micha say? Kabbalah is not interested in Rabbi Nishlam. Rivva is Yinach HaLesham, and he needs it. What does he need it for? That's the emes. You see, what we're doing over here, I think, that over here Micha and Malachi are getting together to explain the Gur Aryeh by the snare. Right, when we're talking about the Rabbi Nishlam, that his malchus is not b'shleimus. Like I started off by saying, that if somebody is not b'shleimus, so there's something you can fill that lack of shleimus. That is the avoider of the korbanos, not in an absolute sense. Versteht sich, that Micho is expressing the absolute. The absolute is that the Rabbi Nishlam doesn't need the korbanos at all, in any way. He doesn't need the korbanos, he doesn't need you, he doesn't need the world, he needs nothing. Nothing should be nothing should be nothing. The Maral in the Gvuros Hashem in Perek Samach Tes, he talks about the various Sforim. So he says that the Sforim Bereshit Shemoyis VaYikru and BaMidbar Dvorim is a different parasha. Bereshit Shemoyis VaYikru and BaMidbar are connected, the four expressions with the Rabbeinu Shem. Okay, La Godel is Bereshit, the Creator. Hagibur is the mighty one, is Shemois, where he smashes Paro. Hanoiro is Sefer VaYikra. Hanoiro is the fearsome one, the one in front of whom one trembles. In front of whom does he tremble? He trembles in front of somebody who's all powerful. That's Hanoiro. Ein Oid Milvado. There's nobody else whom you can go to. If you get into the Rebbeinu's bad books, you're in trouble. Yeah, that's what does Neuro mean? Neuro means you tremble in front of him, and that is Sefer VaYikra. Sefer VaYikra meaning that in bringing the korbanos, we are saying to the Rebbeinu Shem, you are almighty. The whole world goes up in smoke before you. That is why in the earlier part where it talks about the parshias of Tfilin, the Maral also says that Sefer VaYikra Tfilin is what? Kadesh v'hoyuki v'yoch v'shema v'hoyam shema. Shema is number three. So that's why Yikro is number three, because why Yikro is connected to Shema. What is Shema? Yichud. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. If he's really Echad, in the sense that the Maral said over there by the snare, that the way the Rebbein Shem is really perfection, without the possibility of needing anything at all, right? So that is the way the Rebbein Shem really is. So Sefer VaYikra bring korbanos, it means be made, that the real mitzvahs of the Rabbeinu Shalom is that ein oid milvada. That's what we're doing when we're bringing the korban. Why do we have to bring the korban down here in this world? Because in this world there is the idea of the Rabbeinu Shalom being less than Sholem because of our averus. So if the Rabbeinu Shalom is less than Sholem, so then we come and bring the korbanos. What I mean to say is that it seems to me that the parsha of the korbanos is allowing us to feel that we're taking giving something to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Although Micha says that he's totally uninterested in getting these things, which is true in an absolute sense, but we are living in a less than absolute world, and if we're living in a less than absolute world, so then the Rabbeinu Shem Kiviyochel is missing something. It's no different than all the Lashonos in the Torah, Lesabe Es Ha'ozen. Yeah, the Rabbeinu Shem is a father who longs for his children. The father, the Rabbeinu Shem, gets angry when we do the things that we ought not to be doing. We ascribe all kinds of human faculties to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That is Lesabe Es Ha'ozen, because that's all that we can deal with. We can't deal with concepts which are totally foreign to us. We can't deal with the Rabbeinu Shalom who is beyond anything that we understand. You can't have a relationship with somebody whom you can't understand at all. So in order for the Rabbeinu Shalom to have this relationship with us that he wants, so that means that he has to appear to us more within the ballpark of our own existence. So therefore, there's an interesting the moshel which the Agodas Bereshis, also the Medrash, brings to be Masbir, the Indian of the Akedah. It's a very, very strange moshel which it says over there. But with all its strangeness, it's mamish saying this. It says the moshel is that the melech said, I'd like to see a peacock on my table. Peacock is this beautiful bird. When it spreads out its wings, the colors and the symmetry, it's just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful bird. So his servant, who wants to do the rotzen of the king, runs and finds a peacock, and he brings it and puts it on the table of the king. And then he runs to get a knife, because he thought that Ribbono Shel Olam wants to have it shechted. The melech wants to have it shechted. So the melech yells out, don't. I didn't say I want it shechted. I said I wanted it on my table. It's so beautiful. Table means the place that I control. I want it here. It's so beautiful. So I need beauty here also. I'm master of everything, including the master of beauty. The master of beauty. So I need this peacock on my table, not Chas V'Shalom Yishu Shechter. He says, you have the knife already, go Shechter pheasant. Take the pheasant and Shechter. But this peacock, don't touch. I just wanted its beauty. So there the Ribbono Shel Olam is pictured as a melech who craves something beautiful. And the most beautiful thing in the world and was the peacock, and the melech said, I need it, I want it. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam said. There's no more beautiful picture in the world than Yitzchok bound up on the Mizbeach. The total willingness to lose himself in me. That's the true korban. And that's the most beautiful thing in the world. And that is what the korbanos are. I think that what we have to experience, Mitzvah Hashem, we should soon be able to bring korbanos. So what we're going to have to experience as we bring the korban, what can it mean to us? It doesn't mean a ceremony, so you have to do this, you have to do that. The machshava is the tshuva, the maisa is the smicha. Like, these are all technicalities. But what are we doing when we bring the korban? We're saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam, even at the Vayikra level, when we're still dealing with behemoths, and we haven't gotten yet to the Echen at the end of Vayikra. But even when we're talking about the animal level, what we have to do to the Ribbono Shel Olam is, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm taking this thing. An ox is not a cheap thing. And it's not easy to bring korbanos. It costs a lot of money. But I willingly take whatever I have, and I want to bring it into your Beis HaMikdash. That means I want to demonstrate that I really, really feel that relative to you, everything goes up in smoke. And therefore, I give you this present. We experience it as giving a present. That is why Hakriveyo no lepecha secha. Since that's how you experience it, so that is how it is. And you have to understand that if you're not mahada, like I think just recently in the other shir, we were talking about the gold and the silver of the Mishkan. We saw the sefuna, that without this gold and silver, we wouldn't be mechabed the Beis HaMikdash enough. See, so the Mishkan and this whole Sefer Vayikra is recognizing our humanity, our lacks. Yeah? That we mentioned the Sefuna at the end of Yisra over there. He says, if it's only a Mizbech Adomo, you're not going to respect it, and maybe you won't be tzniistic when you go to the Mizbeach. And therefore, I have to give you a loisase. After the Egel, the Ribbono Shel Olam saw that wasn't enough, so we are going to have to make a Mishkan. That's the Sefuna Shitta, that without the Egel, they wouldn't have needed a Mishkan. So why do you need the Mishkan, and why does it need some gold and silver at least? It needs it because we're humans, and that's how we experience things. And if it's not a very, very, very impressive place, we're not going to be impressed, and we're not going to treat it the way we should. In other words, this whole Beis HaMikdash, and that is really the Pshat in the Ramban over there in Tetzaveh, which we talked about, that the Mishkan is Tzorech Gavaya, not Tzorech Hedyot. The Ribbono Shel Olam needs it, meaning, given that the Ribbono Shel Olam created a world, if you create a world, you need a Beis HaMikdash. You need a place where the distance between you and your physical creatures can be minimized. It can be made less. In the idealist of ideal worlds, it would be if through the Parsha of Echen, Male ani alechem kilu hikraftem es atzmachem. That's the ideal. in a less than ideal standard, bring your behavior, yeah, but go through this experience. Go through the experience. Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm giving you this. I'm bringing the peacock to your table. I'm bringing you the shoya, which means a lot to me. Please, Hashem, accept it. I do it happily. Why? As a symbol of my giving myself. I know you don't let me, but let me at least do something which is meaningful and sacrifice my behemoth to you. Greater is when we get to the Parsha of Echen. There is ki'ilu hikraftem es atzmechem. I think that this is an approach that we can use to make the Parshas of the Korbanos of Bechlal Sefer Vayikra a little bit more understandable than it would otherwise be.